Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. 100 days after its invasion of Ukraine, the Russian focus is on Severodonetsk in the eastern part of the country, a key target for Russian forces in their offensive in the Donbass region. But as NPR's Ryan Lucas reports from Kyiv, Ukraine says it's not only holding positions inside the city, it's recaptured some.
Russian troops pushed into Severodonetsk in the past week after pounding the city for more than a month with rockets and artillery. And for days now, Ukrainian forces defending the city have been fighting Russians in the streets. Severodonetsk was the last city in the Luhansk region to remain in Ukrainian hands, which has made it a key target for Russia as it looks to seize the entire region. The top Ukrainian regional official, Sergei Hadai, says the Russians are throwing their full force into capturing Severodonetsk. He also warns that the already desperate humanitarian situation has only gotten worse. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Kyiv.
In San Antonio today, growing calls for gun control at a Voto Latino rally this afternoon as the funerals for the 21 people, 19 of them children, killed in an elementary school continue. Today, two fourth graders were laid to rest. San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich told the crowd action is needed.
Thoughts and prayers and condolences and on and on and on ended the same statements after every massacre. Exactly the same, and it never changes, and more children are dead.
Advocates are calling for a cooling-off period before a person can buy a weapon. The White House says a small private plane entered restricted airspace near President Biden's Delaware vacation home today, leading to the brief evacuation of the president and the first lady. The White House says there was no threat to Biden and his family, and the Secret Service says that plane was immediately escorted from the restricted airspace after, quote, mistakenly entering a secured area. A new study finds that part of the Mountain West is drying out. That's due to climate change. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports those changes would make areas of Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming more like the desert Southwest.
Research from the Los Alamos National Laboratory predicts that mountain snow will start melting and running into streams and reservoirs much earlier. Scientists used artificial intelligence to test out different climate models over the next 30 years. Although there was some uncertainty, those models generally pointed towards loss of high-altitude snowpack due to warmer temperatures. Mountain snow is the largest source of water for the Colorado River, which supplies about 40 million people throughout the Southwest. The changes are part of a process called aridification, a long-term drying that means conditions previously considered to be drought are instead the new normal. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And you're listening to NPR News. In India, at least 8 workers have been killed, more than a dozen injured after a fire erupted in a chemical factory in the northern part of the country. The fire broke out after a boiler exploded in the factory in Hapur area of Uttar Pradesh state. Police say the injured have been hospitalized. 3 of them are in critical condition. One rescue worker says the blast blew off the factory's roof. The cause is under investigation. Blue Origin launched its 5th suborbital space flight this morning with a crew of space tourists. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Command engine start. 2, 1.
The 6-person crew launched from the remote desert of West Texas at 8:26 a.m. Central Daylight Time. The passengers experienced a few brief moments of weightlessness and then began the return to Earth minutes later. In the meantime, the rocket booster returned autonomously to the launch pad, and after the 10-minute flight, the crew capsule touched down under a canopy of parachutes. The crew included the first woman space flyer born in Mexico, Katya Echezarreta, whose trip to space was sponsored by the philanthropic organization Space for Humanity. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
In Hong Kong, a heavy police force patrolled Victoria Park after authorities again banned public commemoration of the anniversary of the deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989 that left hundreds, if not thousands, dead. Vigils overseas are the only places marking the event. For decades, Hong Kong and nearby Macau are the only places in China allowed to commemorate that event. You're listening to NPR News.